going?
Well, let's see. Do we want to drive back and pick up
Historic, I guess.
The other two, or we want to drive on and place them at the end? Which, Alexis, what's your pleasure? Do you want to?
Honestly, I think we can get through the other two pretty quick.
All right.
That's okay.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, so at the last.
At the last meeting, we had a robust discussion on historic preservation, went through a lot of information for that chapter, and talked with Dan Parson. You guys all met him. And as you know, Dan has a lot of information in his head. So since that meeting, we've been working to extract that information from him. The first we spoke with him was Tuesday last week, and then I spoke with him again on Wednesday. I had spoken to him previous to our group discussion a couple weeks ago, but in him coming here and talking to you last Wednesday, there's even more information in his head. So I'm working on it. He's given me a lot of information. This is the element that we talked about last time, so we're adding a section on the historic preservation activities of the county and the role. The history section of the element, I consulted with Dan on this to get his thoughts to see if there was anything missing, and he does think there's information we should be adding to that. So he's actually up in, I think, Dover today for some meeting, and there's a gentleman up there named Dick Carter who has done, like, probably, he said, the best history of the county. It's on, like, large paper, so Dan wants to get his permission to use some of that information in the plan. So we're probably expanding that section. Like I said, the county section will be definitely new and expanded. Historic preservation strategies will be new as well. This is some of the information I've gotten from Dan so far. This will all be talked about in the plan. These are all the different things that he does. So I've got pages and pages of information I've been working on to outline the different activities the county engages in for historic preservation. We're also adding information about the State Review Board for Historic Preservation. And what they do is they review and approve National Register nominations for the state, and they develop the state five-year plan. Dan actually participates on that review board, and they're in the process of updating their five-year plan. So we'll have the strategies from the last plan. I don't know if the timing of this 2018 comp plan will line up so that we can include the state's new strategies, but we will have the 2013 strategies in there.
So when you're saying strategies, you're talking about state
statewide.
Yeah.
So they have 2013 strategies. They're currently working on a new plan, but the timing of it may not line up with our schedule.
To me, that's important to know what Dan currently does so that we
that
could
is have all of this.
No, I know.
And
right?
then some.
But that's what I'm saying, because then, you know, the state says, well, you're supposed to be doing this, and Dan's doing a lot
yeah.
of it. We can
yep.
just match it up so yep. that the state can't.
And he's participating
and say,
on that board. Yeah. So he wants to make sure that we're matching up our chapter and our strategies and our goals and objective align with what the state, you know, is doing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and also match up what we're already doing with what the state wants
yep.
us to do.
You got
that's
it.
The
yep.
flip side of that.
Yeah.
So that if the state, we need to know what he's doing so that we can address if the state comes back and says you should be doing more, we can say, well, look, this is what we're already
yes.
doing. Kind of.
Yes, there's.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just my thoughts on that. So.
How do you, through the whole process, at what point can, does whether it's Dan or somebody comes behind him, or at what point do we start hearing, oh, I need more help?
Oh, from you mean for the county?
We just have to hire more people to, in order to do.
No, well,
that's not. We did, that would be my big concerns.
No, that's not where I was going with that. It was just making sure we had an understanding of what.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
But once you get that whole list published, it's like, you know, who on earth could do all that?
Yeah,
stuff?
He
that could be
and he's the county records keeper too.
I know.
So he is very.
So like that's the next thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, once we do all this, all of a sudden we're going to say, and how many hours a week are you working? Man, I'm working 85 hours a week. Well, we better get you two assistants or maybe three.
Yeah.
So he does a lot. I've learned that.
And that's the thing we just want to be careful of, is growing the bureaucracy. We want to try to do all this stuff, but
yeah.
as much
well,
as
well, and that's, I guess, that kind of goes back to my point, is we should know what the bureaucracy currently is, you know, so we can make an informed decision about whether it needs to be that or, you know, or less or more or whatever. So, yeah.
It could, you know, because when you, I mean, it seems like when you negotiate, you don't necessarily want to give the other guy everything he wants plus a little bit more.
Yeah.
You want to figure out what thing.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why he's working hand in hand with us on this chapter to, you know, make sure we're accurately capturing what the county is capable of doing and what's in their purview, without overcommitting too much.
I guess I'm talking about, like, negotiate with the state. In other words, if the state comes back and says, "We want you to add three things," well, maybe six of them weren't there in the first place. Three's better.
Yeah, I mean, well, hopefully, I think this chapter is going to show that the county does so much, and like I said before, the previous chapter didn't really capture the county's role. So I think hopefully that is impressive enough that the county's doing so much as it is.
That's fine.
Okay. Also, partners. So these are a lot of the partners that Dan works with here. We'll talk about the tax credit program in the chapter, and then funding agencies. So these are the strategies we talked about before. I'll just skip over these.
These are the ones we went through.
Yeah, we went through. I'm just going to skip that. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Any questions on historic preservation?
When can we expect the markup, Alexis?
Like I said, Dan is getting information today to see if we can expand the history section. He gave me a lot of information, which I'm currently incorporating. He's also given me some photos for the chapter two that he needs to dig out. So it really just depends on, you know, his schedule.
Is there any opportunity or chance that we would have this by next week?
Dan also wants to review the chapter in advance too. So I don't think by Wednesday is possible to give Dan enough time to review it, in addition to getting all that other
because we're doing
stuff
land use next
we're
week.
We're doing
too.
Land use.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, agenda purposes, I need to know when to schedule it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Mrs. Stevenson had mentioned having a vision statement in front of each element. I think that's not too bad of an idea. So, Vince, you know, maybe you and Chip can, you know, throw some mud on the wall again, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
And then when Mrs. Stevenson is here, we can review that.
Would your thought, I don't want to presume what you all are thinking. It would seem like, you know, like, for example, we got through pretty far in economic development, at least vision-wise. I'd want to do it in reaction to the discussion, create the vision.
Yeah, I was thinking about a historical.
Yeah, okay.
Historical element.
Yeah.
Do that one.
Yep.
And let's hang loose on the economic development. Let us think about it.
I just want to make sure I understood what you were
and then,
saying.
You know, maybe we'll do another one. And I think it was a good idea she had. And
yeah.
I've
yeah.
asked her to use her writing abilities to review what work you guys come up with. So you better
that makes
do,
me nervous.
You better watch
right
it.
Now, yeah.
Yeah,
that
the
has
cast,
already crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Trust me.
The taskmaster's not here, but
thanks for bringing that up, Marty. Actually, I walked away from the last meeting thinking, did we actually come to a decision about that?
Yeah.
So I'm glad we brought that up today.
Can we tie our value, like, within each section to, you know, a vision, but also, you know, something towards in regard to our values?
Well, that's what Chip and Vince are going to try to come up with something.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, that's also rolled into the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think from the previous discussion on economic development, you'd like to see not only the goals and objectives separate, but in the chapter two, lined up with the strategies that go with them as well, or separate in the front?
So they need to be in the chapters.
They should be consistent, Alexis.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they should read as closely to the language in which they're impacting as possible.
Okay, so they'll be in the chapters.
In the chapters, that's right.
Yeah. You know, because otherwise, like, so with economic development, we've got a lot of goals and objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And if we put those in the chapters, I mean, it's going to add by half the size of the comp plan to restate them again.
So maybe
you can reference back that strategy to a specific goal and objective.
Yeah.
So that's why I was numbering them. I was numbering things to be able to line them back up with.
You can go, okay, this is this strategy, and it references this goal and this.
Well, let me ask, maybe I'm misunderstanding the question.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think it's so. I
yeah, like we're all talking different things.
Okay.
So is your question, because at one point in the last meeting, we talked about we were going to have the goals and objectives and the strategies, or one or more of those categories, listed separately within the plan. In other words, they were going to be in the elements, and then I thought we talked about that they were going to be
like a cheat sheet separate in the
front,
so people who don't want to read all the text.
But I don't know. It seems to me it makes sense personally, and particularly having gone through the prior plan and that list of 23 ordinances that was pulled out, it almost seems like it's better to just keep them in the element, but consistent, so they're at the end of it, you know?
Or just within, or the channel, you know, like in historical, you have your goals and objectives. And, you know, go ahead and put your goals and objectives and strategy right in with your strategies and the language that's implementing that strategy. So it's a continuous read.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to reference back and forth. And, you know, you may end up with a goal or an objective stated twice within the same element because it may apply to two different strategies, which is fine. You know, that's okay. But let's try to make it so it's a continuous read so people don't have to go back and forth to an index or to a table.
And that would be the same for all of them, then.
Everything, all the way through.
Let's try that and see how.
And then if we don't like it, we can pull them out.
Yeah, because you can always or restate them, back them out in the element.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That makes sense.
Appendix or something if somebody just wants the cheat sheet.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll put them in the chapter.
Okay, and we're also working on vision statements.
Yeah, that's true.
For the
you can always
too.
Put them in the appendix as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, vision statement. So this is the vision statement we talked about last time. It was put up on the website for public comment, and one public comment was received so far, which I believe was sent around to all of you. It was an alternative vision statement that was proposed by a member of the public. Has everyone had a chance to look at that in advance?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, what are the thoughts
on this? I did speak to, did you have another one yet?
No, just this.
No. I think I've talked to everybody on the commission, and this one that was submitted by the public seems to be reasonably acceptable, at least to me.
I like this one.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So we're going to use this one in place of the other vision statement?
Yep.
So then we'll need to post this one on the website as the revised draft vision statement.
Perfect.
Can we make it permanent?
Well, we're going through a process. We have public hearings and all that.
Yeah, everything's still draft for a while.
Yeah.
Just so you all know, for the sake of reporting what's happened, so you know, like on Tuesdays, the county council wants me to say, you know, just basically what's happened, just so they kind of know what's going on. And they asked me to read, I read both of them, or at least talked about, I think, in Marty and yours, because it mirrors these. It was low taxes, private property rights. I think there was conservation also in yours was one of the things.
Yeah.
Their thought, then I'm not saying we change anything, was leave it at the one that we originally had, leave out, I guess, the low taxes and property, I don't remember about property rights, but I know the low taxes part. So anyway, just use that one. Whatever, it doesn't matter to me which one you use, but I'm just letting you know that's what they
said. So wait, county council wanted to leave out two words out of this one?
Well, they wanted to use the one that we had.
Previous one.
The one that was originally the talking point one. They're like, yeah, that's
well,
fine.
Yeah, you know, they have the final say. They can.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I'm just telling you. That was the comment they had.
But, I mean, my original thought was not these exact words, but very much along these lines.
Yeah.
Because the pillars of the county have always been low taxes, minimal regulation, and property rights. I mean, those are the three pillars of Sussex County government ever since I can remember. And it seemed, appropriate to make sure they were in our overall vision statement.
Yeah.
There's some other things, which is why I like Mrs. Stevenson's idea, that, you know, could actually fine-tune the vision of each element. So I like that idea of having a vision of each element, which, you know, can capture even more. So
but it sounds like this one's now going to work its way through the public hearing process.
The grinder.
Yeah, see where it goes.
Okay, so this one is going up on the website.
The car wash and the grinder, whatever.
Okay.
You know what? And Marty, I don't know. I ended up with from somebody three copies of this. I don't know.
Hey, see,
I just want to make sure you.
I printed those all.
Okay.
Okay. And I told you last time I can't see the numbers on my print screen. It's very small, even with my glasses. You know, so he's glad you won 100 of them. You know?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure you all had them. Why I had three? That was the only reason I made that comment. So.
Okay. So are we good on the vision statement to move forward?
Yep.
All right.